Gittin Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Bakol Kosvin. You can write a get with anything. Bidio, with ink. Besam, Mefarshim say, is from arsenic, which creates like a yellowish color, but it's permanent. Besikra, which is a reddish color. Uvekomos, komos is a tree sap. Uvekan kantom, this is also like a blackish color type of mineral that creates like a blackish color. All these things are kosher because they are permanent types of inks. Uvechol davar shushel kayam, and anything that is permanent. However, ein kosin loy b'mashkim, not with juices that like darkened. So let's say like strawberry juice, that's not going to last. V'lo b'mei peris, and not fruit juices, which is juice of all different types of fruits. V'lo b'chol davar she'enu miskayim, and you can't write with anything that's not permanent. Ala kol kosvin, and you can write on everything, the Tanna Kamma holds. Al ha'ola shel zayis, you can write it on the leaf of an olive tree. It can't be, like Taisenta points out, the leaf of like vegetables, because that's something that's going to just dry up and wither. It has to be something that lasts, but a leaf of an olive tree will. V'ala keren shel para, v'noisin la sapara, and he can write the get on the horn of a cow. He has to just give her the cow. Al yad shel eved, v'noisin la sa eved. He can write it on the hand of an eved knani, and then he would give her the eved knani with the get written on this eved knani's hand. But the Mishnah tells us here too, v'noisin lo asa eved, that he has to give her the eved, just like he has to give her the cow. In other words, the Rav says he cannot cut off the horn of the cow and give it to her after he writes the get on the cow, because the Torah says v'kosav lo sefer krisus v'nosan biyada. It has to be that he writes the sefer krisus and he's able to take the sefer krisus and give it to her. Not that he has to do an action between the writing and the giving, which is cutting it off. And so to buy an Eved, you may think that it's okay for him to write on the hand in the Eved and then cut the hand off of the Eved. So let's say you have a case where she was always complaining to him that he never gave her a hand, and now he cuts the hand off of the Eved with the get and he gives it to her. So the Mishnah says that doesn't work either for the same reason. It has to be a ksiva that you can give in a scene or right afterwards. So now the Avadim would be much more comfortable when they hear the husband and the wife fighting. He can breathe a little easier now. Rabbi Yossi Glili Omer, Ein Koisin Lo Al Dover Sheesh Bo Ruach Chaim, V'lo Al Ocholim. Rabbi Yossi says, the Torah says, because of Lo Sefer Krisus, it has to be a Sefer. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, it can't be on something that is alive, that has Ruach Chaim. So we can't write it on an Eved, you can't write it on a Parah. And you also can't write it on Ocholim, on food, like an olive leaf, just like a Sefer. A Sefer is not food, and a Sefer is not alive. However, the Rav says, the Halacha is like the Chamim, and that which the Torah says, Sefer Krisus, it doesn't dafka have to be a physical Sefer. It's L'sfiros Dvarim Hu Da'asa. It's coming to include, the Torah is telling us that the Sefer Krisus means that there's a narrative here that talks about the Krisus between him and her, but not that it has to be a physical Sefer.